The 1-Minute Manager, the world's most popular management method. Authors, Ken Blanchard and Spencer Johnson. The Search. Once, there was a bright young man who was looking for an effective manager. His search had taken him over many years to the far corners of the world. He was beginning to see the full spectrum of how people manage people, but he wasn't always pleased with what he saw. Then he began hearing marvelous stories about a special manager who lived in a nearby town, so he called his office for an appointment. The 1-Minute Manager. When the young man arrived at the manager's office, he asked him what he does at his meetings and with his subordinates. "I listen while my people review and analyze what they accomplished last week, the problems they had, and what still needs to be accomplished. Then we develop plans and strategies for the next week." The manager said to the young man, "Think about yourself. When do you work best? Is it when you feel good about yourself or when you don't?" "I get more done when I'm feeling good about myself," he responded. The manager said quietly, "And that's the whole point. Productivity is both quantity and quality, and frankly, the best way to achieve both of these results is through people. I'm a 1-minute manager. I call myself that because it takes very little time for me to get very big results from people." Then the manager suggested that the young man talks to his people to understand more what kind of manager he was. "Thank you," the young man said. Then he looked at the list the manager gave him and decided to talk to the three of them, Mr. Trennell, Mr. Levy, and Ms. Brown. The first secret, 1-minute goals. At Trennell's office, the young man was surprised to discover that the manager only spends 1 minute with Trennell at the beginning of each task. The old man believes in the 80-20 goal-setting rule. That is, 80% of your really important results will come from 20% of your goals. So we only do 1-minute goal-setting on that 20%. That is, our key areas of responsibility. Of course, in the event of a special project comes up, we set special 1-minute goals. The young man leaned forward and asked, "If 1-minute goal setting is the first secret to becoming a 1-minute manager, what are the other two?" Trennell smiled, looked at his watch and said, "Why don't you ask Levy that? You're scheduled to see him this morning too, aren't you?" The second secret, 1-minute praisings. When the young man met Mr. Levy's, he learned about the 1-minute praisings concept. Here, we put the accent on the positive. We catch people doing something right. The young man asked, "What happens when the 1-minute manager catches you doing something right?" "That's when he gives you a 1-minute praising. I don't have to wait for an annual performance review, if you know what I mean." Both men smiled. "Is he always trying to catch you doing something right?" the young man asked. "No, of course not," Levy answered. "Just when you first start working here or when you begin a new project or responsibility. Then he does. After you get to know the ropes, he doesn't seem to be around much, because you and he have other ways of knowing when your job performance is praiseworthy. After a while, you begin to catch yourself doing things right and you start praising yourself." "That's really interesting," commented the young man. "So, 1-minute praising is a secret to becoming a 1-minute manager. What's the third secret?" the young man asked anxiously. "The third secret, 1-minute reprimands." The next morning, the young man arrived at Miss Brown's office, where he was introduced to the 1-minute reprimands rule. "If I make a significant mistake, that's why I invariably get a 1-minute reprimand," explained Miss Brown to the young man. "As soon as he learned about the mistake, he comes to see me. First, he confirms the facts and then tells me precisely what I did wrong. Then he shares with me how he feels about it. He's angry, annoyed, frustrated, or whatever he's feeling. Will he reprimand you for doing something wrong, even if things are going well for him elsewhere?" "Yes," she answered. Then the young man headed back toward the 1-minute manager's office, and he kept thinking about the simplicity of 1-minute management. But why does it work? He wondered. Why 1-minute goals work? I believe that most managers know what they want their people to do. They just don't bother to tell their people in a way they would understand. Feedback keeps us going. Such managers don't tell their people what they expect from them. Feedback keeps us going. Such managers don't tell their people what they expect of them, explained the 1-minute manager. "Is it true that no matter who initiates the 1-minute goal setting," the young man asked, "each goal always has to be written down on a single sheet of paper?" "Absolutely," insisted the 1-minute manager. "Why is that so important?" "So people can review their goals frequently and then check their performance against these goals." Why 1-minute praisings work? The most important thing in training somebody to become a winner is to catch them doing something right. In the beginning, approximately right, and gradually moving them towards the desired behavior. With a winner, you don't have to catch them doing things right very often, because good performers catch themselves doing things right and are able to be self-reinforcing. "Is that why you observe new people a lot in the beginning?" asked the young man. "Yes," the 1-minute manager said. "Most managers wait until their people do something exactly right before they praise them. As a result, many people never get to become high performers because their managers concentrate on catching them doing things wrong. That is, anything that falls short of the final desired performance." Why 1-minute reprimands work? One reason that 1-minute reprimands work is that the person receiving the reprimand can hear the feedback, because when the manager deals with one behavior at a time, it seems more fair and clear. The young man summarized what he understood about the one-minute reprimands. "Yes," the manager said, "and secondly, when I give a one-minute reprimand, I never attack a person's worth or value as a person's." "Yes," the manager said, "and secondly, when I give a one-minute reprimand, I never attack a person's worth or value as a person." Since their okayness as a person is not up for grabs, they don't feel they need to defend themselves. I reprimand their behavior only. It's not as simple as I've summarized it, of course. But these three basic ingredients, telling people what they did wrong, telling people how you feel about it, and reminding people that they are valuable and worthwhile, lead to significant improvements in people's behavior. "In fact, if you know this," the manager said, "you will know the key to a really successful reprimand." "It sounds like there's a lot of caring and respect behind such a reprimand," the young man said. "Maybe you would find this interesting, sir." The young man added as he pointed to his notebook, "This is a plaque I've created to remind me of how goals, the one-minute goals, and consequences, the praisings and the reprimands, affect people's behavior. Goals begin with behaviors, consequences maintain behaviors."